Thank you, Fred. William?
Okay, I don't know how that squares with the email or whatever communication you got from Grant Lamb, but my point really is that despite the fact that I have complained in the past about meeting at the same time as the Finance Committee, last month when we were meeting and drafting up motions and doing the same thing we're doing right now, the Executive Director announced at that National Finance Committee meeting that KPFA had advanced money. I don't think it was 65. I'm not even sure it was 60. I think it was $55,000, I think. And that the auditors had been paid. So something very strange has happened in the last month. I'm at a loss. And again, I'm going to complain about us meeting on the same night because I'd like to know what's going on. I like to listen to their meetings. I don't want to have to stay up till midnight or 1 in the morning tonight to listen to their meeting. And I'm just totally confused as to how Grant Lamb can say they're not paid when I heard the executive director say they were paid a month ago. Thank you.
Thank you, William. Carolyn?
Please.
And then I have you, Steve Brown.
Okay.
Carolyn, go ahead.
Yes, thank you. I don't think we need to wait for the executive director to come back. Actually, he did leave people in charge, and I think Lydia Berzon, in fact, she might really should be on this call now answering these questions since she is in charge of that, as I understand it, that aspect of the foundation's business. Yes, I understood the same thing that William did, that they had been paid and that things were proceeding. So if we have an eight-week window, we should already be in the first or second week of that window, and yet here we are being told that nothing is happening. Something is very strange. So can we ask Lydia for a written statement to the committee within the next 5 days? I think that would be very helpful to us. I don't want to wait another month either. Thank you. So that's a motion, by the way, that we ask Lydia Berzon to explain these discrepancies in the reports, and that we get some response within 5 days.
Okay, so there is, so I'm going to have you hold on to that motion, Carolyn, because right now you can't make a motion when speaking to a motion that's currently on here, and we have two that's currently on the floor, okay? So I'll exhaust the stack, and then we'll go ahead and vote on Maria Elena's motion. Steve, go ahead.
Yeah, my question here is if Armenino started on this audit, it means there was an engagement letter already signed. No auditing firm will start work, no lawyer will start work, no accountant will start work without an engagement letter. That engagement letter should have come to the audit committee for review, for evaluation, because it deals with the scope of the work to be performed, any conditions attached to it, and the fee to be charged. As far as I know, no such letter came to the audit committee, nor do I know that the PNB ever saw such an engagement letter. This is bizarre, okay? So if the letter doesn't exist, then I don't believe work was started on this audit. If the engagement letter does exist, then it is clearly improper that it has not been sent to the audit committee before being implemented and executed. Where is it? I would like to add to any motion that we get an immediate copy of this engagement letter from whoever has it, if it exists.
I accept that as a friendly amendment if it's offered as such to the motion on the table. Maria Elena speaking.
It's very friendly.
Okay. All right. Thanks, Steve. Is there anybody else who would like to speak to this motion? Okay. So what
Jane
we have
Gatewood.
In front of us.
Jane Gatewood.
I'm sorry. Go ahead. Go ahead, Jane.
Just in terms of that proposed addition, I think that Grant Lamb's email to Fred said that they are waiting to receive payment for the 2013 audit before deciding what to do with the 2014 audit. So if there is any addition to the motion on the floor, I think it should recognize that fact. So, in other words, Fred specifically asked about an engagement letter, and in response, Grant said that they were waiting to see what to do with it. So,
there is no start on the 214 audit.
No. His statement said, no, we have not accepted as a courtesy to check some of the income something or other. We haven't done anything. So they did something as a courtesy, but they said clearly in the letter, in the response yesterday morning to Fred, that they haven't begun it and that there is no engagement. They're waiting until they receive payment before they decide to do, you know, what to do with it.
I think courtesy.
If there's any reference to that in the motion, I think we should recognize that fact. Thank you.
Okay.
William, with a request as secretary.
Sure, go ahead.
Everybody who's making motions and amendments, please send them to the group. I haven't seen any yet. I think, Brenda, you were going to send one combined that the motion that failed. And then these motions, or this motion and amendments that we're talking about now, could Maria Elena and anybody else who's amending it, send it to the group.
I'm sorry.
William, Nancy Sarah and Tommy sent a motion.
Please mute your phones, folks. Fred?
Sorry, mentioned that Nancy Serenatomi did send out a formal motion, and maybe you should ask her to read it to the group.
I'm sorry, I haven't
talked
yet.
I'm talking about Maria Elena's motion.
Yes, it's Maria Elena. You can send out your proposed motion. That would be great.
I don't have access to the Internet. I'm talking right now on a 4G cell phone. And
okay.
My computer Wi-Fi has got a bug in it.
I'll go ahead and summarize and send that out. William, did you get the proposed agenda for tonight? William?
Yes, I have the proposed agenda.
Okay, and so I did reply to that, so I'll go ahead and reply to that same thread under the agenda with Maria Elena's proposal of a written request to the ED about payment payment to Armenino for fiscal year 2013, and with the amendment from Mr. Brown on the fiscal year 2014 engagement letter. So I'll go ahead and send that out.
Thank you.
Okay.
Maria Elena speaking. I actually moved that we pass a recommendation now that the 2013 audit be paid in the event that it has not been paid. And I accepted the friendly amendment with regard to asking for information regarding any engagement letter which may or may not have been issued for the 2014 audit. Over.
Okay.
Yeah, William for the stack.
Go ahead, William.
Yeah, just for information for everybody, there is no such thing as a friendly amendment in Robert's Rules. You make an amendment or you don't. It's not up to the maker of the amendment to accept it. It has to be evaluated by the committee.
Okay, thank you. Okay, so the proposed amendment has just been sent out. William, if you can take the roll, or if there's any objection to, is there any objection to the motion being proposed? So it's a written request.
Could you read it, please?
Sure.
Yes, please.
A written request to the, written request from the ED about payment to Armenino for fiscal year 2013 and to recommend payment if not already done so. And then amendment from Brown to include the FY fiscal year 2014 engagement letter.
Maria Elena speaking. I believe I mentioned the requesting, and if there's any explanation, that we receive it within 10 days of the email between the chair and the ED, and that this recommendation go forward, unless there's an,
yes.
that he. Yeah, that he pay it unless there's an explanation in writing forthcoming from the ED to the chair.
Okay. I did mention about the executive director not being in the office in 10 days, but to receive a written statement about what's going on.
Caroline on the stack here.
Go ahead, Caroline.
Yes, I as I said before, Lydia Bazan is authorized, I believe, to act in his absence, and so maybe we should be asking Lydia for a response until the prophet gets back. One way or the other, I think she should be included in the request, and she's legally responsible for what goes on or doesn't right now.
Okay. Thank you. Go ahead, Fred.
Brenda? Yeah. I would suggest also sending this motion not only to Lydia but to Efren, since he's essentially the acting CFO.
Okay. Okay. All right. I'll send that revised language out.
Point of information, Nancy.
Go ahead, Nancy.
Yes. Do you think it's a good idea if we carbon copy the P&B?
No, I don't know. we can go ahead and make a... during the P&B have that forwarded, but I will say as a point of personal privilege to actually send it out to the folks who actually can respond to that as opposed to just flooding the inboxes of directors.
What is an important point?
I do agree. It is important.
I agree, yeah.
It's up to the committee.
It'll stay in the audit committee only until time goes by, and, well, it's just my question.
Yeah, so the way that it's being proposed is to send it to the ED, the acting ED, and the acting CFO, which are the folks who would actually have that information available to them. Go ahead.
Yeah, I don't think you should call him acting controller. acting CFO, he's a controller.
Okay.
Nancy again. So you're saying that Efren is not really in control, but he's just acting CFO, but he works under I don't know if he or she. Anyway, Ephraim works under the ED, so I think if we want to use pressure, correct usage of pressure, I think the boss of the ED is the PMB, and I think it's a good idea to revisit that, to have them receive a copy so he knows his bosses are watching.
Carolyn, on the first one.
So I'm going to go ahead and pause. There's a lot of amendments being thrown around. I'm going to read the language, send out the language as it is, not accepting any more amendments to it, and you all can either vote it up or vote it down, and then proceed with the following motion that we still do have ahead of us. So I'm going to go ahead and pause that, any additions, unless there's comments in general. Carolyn, is that the case?
Yes, it is the case. I think we would be foolish to ignore the fact that the ED, in his absence, Lydia Brazone is the person who should be accepting these requests. So at the very least, she should be copied, if not notified directly and independently. And I think Nancy's point is well taken. The PMB must know what's going on with the audit. We're all entitled and we're all responsible. So I think it would be crucial to notify the entire PMB of this correspondence and the audit committee's actions. I don't know if you need that as a motion. If you reject the suggestion, I'll put it forward as a motion, but I think it's kind of common sense. I don't know if you agree or not.
Okay. So as I mentioned earlier, I'm not going to take any more amendments to the current language that we have in front of us. So what we have in front of us, and you can either vote it up or vote it down, is to receive written statement from ED or acting ED and Ephraim Marinez, Controller of Pacifica, for Pacifica about Armenino payment for fiscal year 2013 and to recommend payment if not already done so. And the amendment from Brown was to include the fiscal year 2014 engagement letter. So that is the motion that we have in front of us. So if, William, you can go ahead and take the roll with this motion.
Okay, well, first we'll do the amendment about the engagement letter from Brown. They're separate items.
Was there any objection?
Yeah, that's a good point.
Oh, yes. Is there any objection?
There's the amendment.
Could you read the amendment?
Sure. So the amendment from Mr. Brown was to include the fiscal year 2014 engagement letter.
Thank you.
Is there any objection? Going once, going twice. All right. So pass without objection. We'll go ahead and move on to the next motion that was on the floor proposed by Mr. Tucker.
That was the amendment. Now you have to do the motion.
Oh, I'm sorry. The main motion as amended. Is there any objection to the main motion as amended?
Could you read the motion?
Okay. It's to receive a written statement from the ED or acting ED and Ephraim Marinez, controller for Pacifica, about Armenino payment for fiscal year 2013 and to recommend payment if not already done so, and to include the fiscal year 2014 engagement letter.
Thank you.
Is there any objection?
Nancy from KPFT, you said you're not going to accept any amendments or any amended substitute or anything. I would like to the chair and the committee to reconsider carbon copying the PMB.
Okay.
And this is a very good reason not to. I think this is necessary. We were promised, and in a meeting that was right after Fred got the word that it's going to be paid. I was talking to John Prophet on the air before going on the stream of another committee, and I said, I'm so relieved this 2013 has been paid. And he said, thank you, Nancy. I mean, I don't understand that with today's news. It just doesn't make sense, and I think pressure is necessary.
Okay. Would proposing it during the PMB suffice as opposed to it getting lost in people's emails? Anybody?
Would you repeat that? I didn't understand.
Yeah. Would it suffice in raising it during the PMB meeting as opposed to putting it in, sending it out to the PMB and getting lost in the mix of emails?
No, that is not the plan for an official
communication. Marielen, I missed that.
Okay.
Go ahead, Marielen. As a maker of the original motion, I just, number one, wanted to simply add a word. It's not just to receive, it's to request and receive. An explanation as to whether or not the 2013 audit has been paid. And if not, the 2013 audit. Right. And if not, then we move to recommend that it be paid immediately.
Okay.
Point of information, Carolyn here.
Go ahead, Carolyn.
I suggested notifying Lydia Bazan as the person in charge of this area.
I'm sorry, Carolyn.
And you suggested notifying the acting ED. I don't believe there is an acting ED. There were several people designated in charge of various functions. I just mentioned Lydia. If you want to notify them all, that's fine. But there is no acting ED.
All right. So give me 1 second. If we continue wordsmithing this particular motion, we're never going to get to the rest of the agenda, folks. So I'll go ahead and change the wording that to request, and then change the acting AD to Lydia Brazon, chair, PMB chair. And I'll send that out to folks. Go ahead, Marielena.
It might be helpful if there's a time, a period, an interval during which we would expect an explanation. If it has not been paid, the 2013 audit, then, and there's no explanation received by the PNB and the audit committee chair within a period of time that would give profit return from wherever he's at, or would a period of time that would allow the acting ED to respond, 5 days or 10 days within receipt of the email. But the point is there should be an interval there that's clearly stated, and that if none is received, then...
I'm sorry.
The recommendation be made is made clear. We're making a recommendation here. Pay the bill so we can get moving on the 2014 audit and move this Pacifica forward, because...
I pass.
Okay. Go ahead, Lawrence.
So, I guess this is a point of information. Hasn't the payment to the auditor been made for 2013? I believe it was something in the neighborhood of $48,000 plus via the bequest from KPFA. Is that correct? And that's why you're moving with the 2014 audit?
Yes, there is a question of whether or not that occurred, Lawrence. And so that's why there needs to be clarification, because Mr. Blair received an email stating that the fiscal year 2014 audit has not proceeded based on the lack of payment to the auditors for fiscal year 2013. So that's what the clarification is being put forward at this moment. So that's the motion that is currently on the floor, is to get clarification on that, as well as the engagement letter for fiscal year 2014.
Okay, it's just a point of clarification, Chair.
Go ahead.
Can I have a point of clarification?
Lawrence, are you asking clarification from me?
I guess so, Fred, because I received an email, and I think everybody else did. It was pretty public, that KPFA, through its donation bequest, paid off, I believe it was the ED that sent out an email that the auditors were paid off from the debt that we owned them for the 2013 audit. Did you hear something else?
Lawrence, I got a direct email from our Munino. So, in fact, our auditor, Grant Lamb, saying basically, no, they haven't been paid, and they have not started the 2014 audit. So that's the crux of the question. Pacific Magic is saying that the 2014 audit has started and that they paid the auditor for 2013. So I don't know what's going on. Nobody else seems to know. So the purpose of this motion is to find out what's going on.
Virginia here. Can I be on the stack?
Go ahead, Virginia.
When I read the letter that was the email from Grant Lamb, he does use the word was or something, so it is kind of unclear, but it does seem to me that it could be interpreted to mean that they were not paid, but perhaps now they have been paid.
Okay. So if there is no other comments for this motion,
call the question.
There is no call to question in the committee. So is there any other discussion items or is there any objection to the motion on the floor with the adjusted changes that were sent out?
Well, this is William with a point of information.
Sure, go ahead.
Did you send that out? I haven't received it yet.
Yes, it was sent out to audit list. I'll go ahead and forward this to you.
Yes, thank you. I got the earlier audit list, but I didn't get this one. Thanks.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay, so if there is no objections, going once, going twice, all right, so pass without objection. So moving on to the next agenda item, motion, which is proposed by Mr. Tucker, to have the executive director and SN on our next audit committee call. Is there any discussion or any amendments necessary to Mr. Tucker's motion?
Carolyn here.
Go ahead, Carolyn.
Yes, I assume that is our next committee meeting, and I'm wondering if perhaps we shouldn't have an emergency meeting sooner than next month. And if for some reason Mr. Prophet is not available, then perhaps we should have the person in charge of this area, I think it's Lydia, is on the call. In other words, we shouldn't assume that everyone will be available when we want them to be. And perhaps a month is a very long time to wait for this. Should we be calling an executive a meeting sooner, within 2 weeks, perhaps?
If that's the motion, I would second.
Thank you.
Is that an amendment, Carolyn?
Yes. Thank you.
And could you repeat that one more time to get it in writing?
That we have a meeting to ask questions from either executive director, or if he is not available, I guess it would be Lydia Bazone in his place within 2 weeks, and that we have maybe an emergency meeting called of this committee. I'm not sure that would be on the 8th of September, perhaps after the executive director gets back, so we could call it on the 10th, Thursday.
Okay, I'm going to check the KPFTX website to see if there is available.
Mm-hmm.
And then
finance is there.
Mm. Okay, I know that Ms. Brazon is the KPFK director for the finance committee on that particular day. On that particular committee. So she is on a call at the same time as what you're proposing, Ms. Burden. So.
Well, no, actually, I'm proposing the 10th, and it turns out there's a P&B meeting scheduled for that day, so that's not a good day.
Okay.
Perhaps we should schedule it for another day. I would suggest the archived, maybe the 14th, Monday, the 14th.
Okay. And I know Ms. Brazon also sits on our local governance committee, which is a KPFK governance committee meeting is the 14th, but I can send that request.
Yes, well, Mr. Poppet should be back by then, so.
Yes, that's correct.
Either or. Mm-hmm. That's fine.
Okay, so for the 14th? Okay. I'll go ahead and send that over to you, William.
Should you want Jinx?
Sure, Lawrence.
Thank you.
I'm sorry, Robert. Is that Robert?
No, Lawrence.
Okay, go ahead, Lawrence.
So before there was agreement, I was hoping to request that we meet on the 9th, which is a Wednesday, if there's nothing on the KPFTX calendar.
Two local station board meetings.
Okay. All right.
Yes.
Thank you.
The 9th would not be a good day. Okay. So we do have September 14th being proposed.
Is that a Monday, ma'am?
That is correct, a Monday. Okay. So the motion that is being proposed is Tucker proposed to have the ED and Efren on the next audit committee call. Ms. Burden amends to have the special meeting with both of them on the call. Monday, September 14th. Is there any objections to the motion that we have on the floor?
Brenda, this is Nancy. Maybe the time would be earlier than your KPFK governance committee?
Okay.
It says 10:30 p.m. KPFK governance.
Madam Chair, this is Lawrence to the staff.
Go ahead.
So I'm on the governance committee meeting, governance committee for KPFK, and we do meet at 7:30. So I think if we were to schedule this meeting for 5:30, we'll be in pretty good shape.
Okay, so and possibly having a time certain to conclude at 7:30 Pacific Standard Time, 10:30. Eastern Standard Time?
Yeah, that'll work.
Okay. Is there any objections to that? Okay. Hearing none, then we'll go ahead and have a special scheduled audit committee meeting for Monday, September 14th. It is for 8:30 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, Eastern Standard Time, 5:30 Pacific Standard Time, with a time certain ending at 10:30 Eastern Standard Time, 7:30 Pacific Standard Time.
Yes, William.
Go ahead.
It's still daylight savings time. I know, just technical. It's not standard time. It's daylight savings time.
Oh, I'm sorry.
So it's easier to just say Eastern time, then you don't...
Eastern time.
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you for the correction. All right. So without any objections, that motion is passed. All right. Is there anything else to discuss for item number 3, is status of the fiscal year 2014 audit? If there is not...
Good. This is William, the secretary question.
Sure, go ahead.
Pete Tucker's motion get approved with no objection about having Efren at the next meeting? Or has that now been replaced by this Burden's motion to have this September 14th meeting?
So Tucker proposed to have the ED and Efren on the next audit committee call.
Yeah.
And Burden amended to actually put the date of the committee call, which would be a special meeting for Monday, September 14th.
Oh, so that was like a substitute motion. So now just ask, as the main motion, is there any objection?
Okay. So is there any objections to the substitute motion?
The September 14th meeting.
Or the September 14th meeting at the time stated earlier?
Right. No objection.
Brenda, let me just be clear.
I'm sorry. Go ahead.
We're still going to reach out to Efren and the executive director for September 14th.
That is correct. That's what I did write over to the secretary. Sorry. I'll copy and paste that to the committee so people have
it.
Great. Give me 1 second. And so them that way people have that available. Is there any objections to that? So Ms. Burden just added the time, the date and time, but there was no elimination of Mr. Martinez being asked to be on the call.
No, we added also the ED or Lydia Brazon, in addition to Efren, I assume.
Okay.
Yeah, William for the stack.
Go ahead, William.
While attempting to keep notes as the secretary, I had written down, as if we had said, I don't think I imagined it, but maybe I did, that we would have the ED, the chair, and the controller.
That is correct.
Oh, excellent.
Good.
Okay, so there's no objections to that. Anybody? Okay, hearing none, then I'll go ahead and send that over to the executive director, Ms. Brazon, and Mr. Ladinez for their availability to potentially be on or to be on the call for Monday, September 14th. Okay. Is there anything else for the status of the fiscal year 2014 audit that people would like to bring up? Okay, hearing none. Then we'll go ahead and move on to the next agenda item, is a discussion of possible future tasks for this committee.
I'm Nancy.
Nancy, go ahead.
Yes. We need to. One of our jobs is to get an audit. Choose an audit committee for 2015.
Okay.
We should consider whether, you know, to another company or after considering whether we want to compare and do the same company. I mean, we should, that's our job, so I think we should do that.
Okay. Definitely. So so for fiscal year 2015, we can get requests for proposals for auditors. Okay. Anything else? And folks?
Yeah, William for the stack.
Go ahead, William.
Yeah, I never did get the management letter. If anybody has an online accessible copy, could they please send it to me, not as secretary, but just as a member. There was a problem that it couldn't be opened, and I never got one. And then I say that to bring us to this, that we need to look at all the points that I haven't seen yet in this year's management letter and prior management letters and start making inquiries about what's being done and what isn't and try to get things improved. So it's management letter follow-ups.
Okay. Anything else? If folks could mute their phone, please.
Point of information, is there anybody else besides William that needs these management letters? Is anybody else, like, who hasn't gotten them?
Yes, Carolyn, I don't recall having gotten them.
How about Virginia?
I'll get on the stack when there's time. This is Virginia. I received one management letter, and I actually do have a question about that when there's time.
Okay. So I can, for before the next meeting, I can send out the management letter that I do have access to and send that out to the current committee members and then kind of go from there. So,
point of information, this is for 2013, is that correct?
Yes, that's correct. And then for, I did hear Nancy, were you done? And then I'll go ahead and get Virginia. Oh, okay.
Yes, I'm done.
Go ahead, Virginia.
The reason that there are two letters is that one is confidential and one is not? That's my question about that.
I think I can answer Nancy's question the technical issue about the management letter. They're both management letters are confidential. And the reason people were having problems opening the management letter is because you need a real copy of Adobe Reader. If you have alternate PDF reader programs, they will not open up the management letter, which has the embedded reports, the two embedded reports as embedded within the PDF file. So there is with Adobe Reader, you'll find a paper clip in the upper left-hand corner. If you click on that, that will then allow you to open up the embedded reports.
Thank you, Fred.
You're welcome.
Okay. Is there...
William?
Go ahead.
The stacks. Yeah, I'd still appreciate it if you'd send it out. Brenda, thank you.
Okay. Okay, I'll go ahead and send that out once I find it and have that out to folks. Is there anything else?
This is Nancy, KPFT.
Would it be a good start if the last list of companies that we interviewed to choose Armanino, should we start with those again or just fresh go into, you know, new, just make a new start of choosing or picking? There were some other good companies on there that this committee previously was happy with, but not necessarily happy with the price, but other factors too. So we do have a list. Maybe I can dig up the list and send to the audit list. Would that be a helpful start?
Yes, it would.
Okay, I will do that.
Okay, is there anything else?
William for Stack.
Go ahead, William.
I move to adjourn.
All right. Any objections?
Yes, and thank everybody.
Thank you, everyone, and have a good evening. This meeting has been adjourned.
Thank you, everyone. Good night.
Thank you all.